John Newberry, the Idle American, today, Hope, Highways, and Byways. Bob Hope, beloved humanitarian, comedian, and patriot, may have been America's best ambassador of international goodwill ever. He was able to localize his jokes and stories no matter where he appeared. Always on the road, this British-born icon became a naturalized American at age 4. He spent some 80 of his 100 years starring in vaudeville, on Broadway, in movies with Bing Crosby, and on both radio and television. Little wonder that he received more than 2,000 significant awards, including, get this, 54 honorary doctoral degrees from universities. Sadly, though, he never won an Oscar. He spent most Christmases on the road entertaining military personnel, often in war-torn places. Remembrances of this masterful entertainer make us smile. We are thankful for the memories. Hope was a frequent visitor to Texas, where he always had jokes, new, clean, clever, and, yes, localized. He once said of West Texas, quote, miles and miles of nothing but miles and miles. He joked that if the snow ever melted in Alaska, Texas would again be the nation's biggest state. My guess is that he, and probably his writers, keenly watched for joke ideas. They probably even took notes from the many Burma Shave sign ditties once nailed to fence posts across the nation. Maybe they also found material on the iconic Route 66, America's main street. We so need hope in these strife-pocked times. We could use some Burma Shave signs, too. And how about some clean TV ads like the late Clara Peller taking Wendy's to task about the beef location? Instead, we get smutty innuendo ads, some by national companies that should know better. What little humor remains often is found on bumper stickers. Some have religious overtones, including one spotted on a rear bumper in heavy traffic. In small lettering, it asks, are you this close to Jesus? Another on a 5 o'clock freeway said, Jesus would let me merge. Admittedly, some are at the other end of the propriety spectrum. A couple appeared on trucks hauling sewage. One identified its parent company called Duty Calls. The other warned, back off. We ain't hauling whipped cream. Then there are real-life situations involving churches and sewage, in want of a better word. I learned about one recently while addressing a senior adult luncheon in Bono, a tiny Johnson County community a few people pass through on the way to town. Parishioners defused a recent duck problem and are at the ready to take on a nearby buffalo should it decide to storm a fence, looking for greener grass on the other side. A while back, ducks owned by a grandmotherly lady nearby the church had started meandering on the churchyard. Some days, duty called, leaving church grounds untidy, fouled by the fowls. Bono folks practiced the golden rule concerning the issue. The duck owner was immediately sympathetic, positively responding in a manner akin to Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies. She cut to the chase, issuing terse instructions and a note on the front door of the church house, should the annoyance continue, quote, shoot 'em, end quote. This little church, serving a picturesque rural area since 1876, is now duckless and no shots have been fired. Spotting the buffalo on my drive home, I sang, oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope play. Now with the election at hand, let's all exhale. Look for reasons to smile, even if we have to watch old Bob Hope reruns and chuckle at dozens of old Burma Shave ditties on its website, or simply think of what-ifs, such as ducks learning hard lessons about trespassing. Still another what-if concerns Valley Ranch, home of the Dallas Cowboys, where there is said to be a buck that moves about aimlessly, but never stops. It was Dallas columnist, author, speaker Dave Lever's line, "God absolutely does not answer every prayer." Jerry Jones still owns the Dallas Cowboys. Don Newberry, till next time.